All right, enough is enough. Sit down. I've figured out what's wrong with you. I have figured out why you're so brilliant in every other class, but when you get to mine, your brain doesn't work. It's not the material. You've worked on harder equations before. I've seen it. Other teachers have shown me. You can problem solve. You have a great memory. You can think creatively when needs be. You can basically do it all. Then you step into my classroom for advanced work. A class people are killing each other to get into, and poof, it all vanishes. It was a mystery for a second, I'll admit, but I'm a bit of a brainiac too, so I figured it out. I figured it out, but I'm going to give you a chance to say it first. What do I mean? I mean you know why you're struggling just as much as I do. I'm going to give you a chance to admit it before I just go ahead and say it. Nothing, huh? Okay, I'll say it for you. The problem isn't how you react to the work. The problem is how you react to me. I think that when you see me, the parts of your brain that are dedicated to analysis are drowned out by other parts of your brain that would rather be doing something much more physical, we'll say. Something more primal. And I can prove it. We're engaged in scientific and mathematical study, aren't we? What's this little after-school meetup for if not for me to present you a solution and show you my proof? Here it is. When I count to three, I want you to say your name. Can you do that? Okay. One, two, three. What stopped you? Have you forgotten? Has your brilliant student mind failed to even come up with your own name? Or was it the fact that I bent over the desk so that you'd have a better view of my tits? Look, he can't answer. He can't even look at me. He's desperately trying to keep his eyes anywhere except exactly where he wants to look. You did look. I saw you do it. But rules and decorum dictate that you not look at a teacher like that, even when she's bent over with her tits in your face like this. Even when she undoes another one of the buttons of her blouse. And then maybe the next one too. Oops. Hey, look at me. What's your name? Still can't answer? See? This is proving my theory. When I'm completely clothed, at least you're able to form sentences and answer basic questions. The merest hint of skin above that just now, granted, being more than the merest, and you completely short-circuit. And I think it's even worse when there isn't a desk between us. I think it's even worse when I get close to you. Hi. Look, a third button popped loose. I'm going to run out of buttons soon. Look at me. Look at me. Good. Hi. No, not at my face. Look at where you want to look. Good. That's good. When we follow instructions, we get what we want. When we follow instructions, we get more. Oh, don't tell me you've stared at my tits all this time and not thought about what's up my skirt. I just can't accept that. That would be silly. No, I think that while you were trying to keep from staring at me, you thought about all things I could be wearing underneath this professional attire. And that froze your little brain right up. And now I'm here, my foot on your knee, hiking my skirt up ever so slowly. And you're going to act like you didn't want to see. I think if you did that, you'd be lying. Just like you'd be lying right now if you said your hands weren't folded in your lap like that to hide something. Let me see. Let me see. Slowly. Goddamn, fuck yes. Fuck, look at that bulge. I gave that to you, huh? Just now? Yes, what? Not ma'am. You'll address me by my name. You'll address me as your teacher. Yes, Mrs. Clark. That's better. You might not be able to say your own name, but you're damn well going to say mine. Move your chair back. Hands behind your back. And spread your legs apart. Good. I want to get a good look at this, where all the blood that's supposed to be going to your brain is actually going. I want to get a good look at how much is down there. God damn, there's so fucking much. So, this is the great distraction. Has it gotten this hard in class? Yes. But this is the hardest it's ever been. All for me, huh? I appreciate the honesty. But to confirm such a claim, I'm going to need more proof. Push your chair back. All the way back. To the fucking wall. Good. Hands behind your back and spread your legs apart again. Wider. That's it. Stretch the fabric of those uniform pants tight against that fucking bulge the way teacher likes it. Good. That's good. I want to stare at it the way you stared at me. Let my eyes fucking linger. Look at you squirm like that, you poor thing. You're so exposed right now. I could invite anybody in here and they'd see you fucking exposed like this. Are you squirming because you're ashamed or because you like it when teacher stares at you like this? Hey, don't look down. My tits are up here. Thank you very much. Good. Now answer my question. Louder, please, for the whole class. There it is. My star pupil likes it when I stare at him exposed like this. It makes that bulge of yours nice and hard, huh? I think I can make it harder. The higher this skirt goes. The sight of teacher like this makes your dick throb, little man. It's already harder than it was when you look at me in class. I fucking know that's true. Blouse open like this, hiking up my skirt. I bet you're ready to fucking explode. Am I right? Yes, Mrs. Clark. I fucking thought so. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to help you. You and I are going to address this problem. And we're going to come up with a plan so that your grade point average isn't ruined by the fact that you can't think because teacher makes your big dick hard. I will help you, but you have to do exactly what I say. You have to show me you're serious. You have to show me you can follow directions. And you have to do it right fucking now. Do you understand? Good. What's my name? Say it again. Good. Unbuckle your belt. That's right. Unbuckle your belt. Now unbutton that fly and pull down your zipper. pull your pants all the way down to the ground, along with your underwear too. Yeah, I want to see it right fucking now. Good. Step out of them. Now straighten up and let me see it. Fuck. Part your legs again, wide like before. Fuck yes. Look at you, dick big and hard like that, waiting for me to tell you what to do next. Fuck yes, I like that a lot. Take your shirt off now too. Let me see everything. Good, very good. Look at you. Naked except for your socks. Just an obedient, big-dicked boy in socks. Do you like sitting like this for me? Exposed for teacher like this? So fucking exposed. You've been very good, very obedient. It makes me glad I wore this bra. And these panties. What do you notice about them? Yeah, that's right. They're sheer. They're see-through. Because I told you my plan was to help, and I fucking meant it. God damn, look at you. Look at you barely fucking holding on. I opened my blouse and hiked up my skirt, and your hands clawed at your thighs, and your cock twitched. What does seeing me like this do to you? Does it make you want to touch yourself? Say it. You want to touch yourself for me? Do it. Fucking do it then. Touch it. Fucking touch it right now and grab it. Grab it hard. Don't move your hand. Don't move it yet. Show me you can listen. Show me you can obey and use control. Good. Now, say, please let me jerk off. Please let me jerk off for you, teacher. Fuck yes. Listen to that desperation in your voice. You're so fucking close. You're so fucking close to doing what you've wanted to do for so fucking long. Say, let me come for you, teach. Please let me come for you, teach. Beg me. Fucking beg me. You want it that bad, huh? Then do it. Fucking stroke for me. Oh, fuck yes, that's it. Stroke fucking hard and look right at me just like you've dreamed, you little pervert. Jerk it for me until I let you fucking come. Stroke that big heavy dick off for teacher, but don't you fucking dare come until I tell you to. Look at you, straight A student, fucking debased like this, jerking off in a classroom in front of his fucking teacher. Too fucking horny to fucking exist, so you have to fucking jerk off for me like a fucking animal. Do it, you little son of a bitch. Stroke hard. Stare at teacher's tits and pussy and fucking stroke hard. You're gonna come when I tell you to come. You hear me? Because it's the right thing to do. Because I know exactly when you should come. Remember, I know what's best for you. You can trust me. I'm your fucking teacher. Better make you come hard so you remember all this. Make this a memorable lesson. Make sure it has the proper impact so you remember our little agreement. And I know how to do it. I was going to make you say my name while you come. I've decided you're not going to say my name. You're going to fucking scream it. You're going to come screaming my name. I'm going to make it so anytime you hear it, you feel that big dick twitch in your pants. I'm going to make it so you can't even hear it in polite company without thinking of coming like a fucking beast. You want to come, you little motherfucker? Yeah? Then say my name loud. Louder. Louder. Louder, you big dick little pervert. I want people at other schools to hear you. You're going to say my name while you fucking come. Say my name. Say my name. Say my name. Say my fucking name. Yes, you earned it. Come. Come, you little son of a bitch. Come. You come right now. Say my name and fucking come. Yes. Come on yourself. Come all over yourself. Right now. Right fucking now. Come for teacher right here and do it. That's it. Yes, yes, that's it. Perfect. Come all over yourself like that. Just like that for teacher. Holy fuck. That's so much cum. You fucking shoot it for me just like that. You fucking scream for me and shoot your fucking cum. Yes. Fuck yes. Good. Good boy. You did exactly as teacher told you. Good boy. Look at that cum spread out all over you. You're a mess. My God. You cum on your shoulder blade. That's how much I want every time. When you come for teacher, you give her everything. Here. Clean yourself up with these. They should seem familiar. Your boxer briefs. You mop up that cum and get dressed. The school should be empty this time of day, but leave out the entrance to the south parking lot just in case. You did make a lot of noise, after all. Can't be too careful. You're already dressed. You work fast. Pick up your workbook. Yeah? And walk to me. Good boy. You're not to tell a single solitary soul about any of this. Not a friend. Not the internet. Not a journal. Not even a pet. Do you understand? What we do here stays between you, me, and the walls around us. Am I clear? Good. Now go. I'll let you know when our next session will be soon enough. You're welcome. Off you go. Leave the box of briefs. I'll get rid of them. Can't have you leaving evidence, can we? Put them on my desk. Now go. Oh my God, so much cum. So much fucking cum. Oh my God, I want him so bad. I want him inside me. So fucking bad. I want to come on his big dick while he fills me with cum. This is where I saw him come. Right here. Right fucking here. I have to come too. I have to. Make him mine. I'm gonna fucking make him all mine. Oh, hi, honey. Yeah, sorry I didn't get to call to let you know I was going to be late. I got busy with something. Yeah, just here at work. It's all finished for now anyway. I just have to clean up a bit here and then I'll be home in a few. Okay. Love you too. Bye.